Okay, very good. Hi, everyone. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com, and we are in Class 3 of Create Your Divine Brand. I want to welcome everybody and say welcome back from the holidays. We had a wonderful holiday, and I hope you all did as well. We have a really good class today. We're going to talk about logos, but before we go into the logo conversation, I'm going to open up the lines and just see if anybody has any questions so far about the brand. Considering, you know, just based on what we've done so far, the URL and the tagline, I haven't been seeing a lot of activity. I know it's because of the holidays, but I haven't been seeing a lot of activity in the Ning Forum. So I'd love to hear, you know, if you have any questions, let's see if we can get some of those answered first, and then we'll go into today's lesson. So does anybody have any questions based on what we've been doing so far? So everybody's got their brand, everybody's got their tagline, everybody's doing fine with that, right? Okay.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Nancy, and I'll just...
Hey, Nancy.
...chime in here. Kind of where I'm at, I've been working on this for a while. I mean, even before I started your class, and I, you know, feel like I continue to make progress. And I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things that are possibilities, but I don't feel like I have that one that feels just right. And that's a bit frustrating on one hand, but another way I'm thinking, well, I must be getting closer to it. And it almost feels like I need to get the brand part before I even know what the tagline might look like. So it feels, it doesn't feel... easy, I guess is the main thing to say.
I would agree with that. It's not an easy process. Let me ask you this, Nancy. I haven't seen anybody put, well, I've seen a couple people put some information up in the Ning Forum, like some of their suggested brand names. And I haven't seen any from you, I don't think.
No, I haven't put any up because I have, you know, 3 pages of ideas and I haven't even...
Got it.
Begun to
okay.
weed
okay.
those down to even, you know, the top 5.
Okay. Totally got it. All right. So here's the question. How badly do you want a brand?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Big badly.
Okay, big badly. Love it. All right. So are you willing to really play this week and focus in on that and then put some of your suggestions in the Ning Forum?
Well, yes, and I'm not sure why that would be of any help. I guess that's my question.
To you?
Uh-huh.
Because you'll get feedback? You'll get feedback from people. Are you thinking you want to just do this yourself? I mean, that, if you do, that's fine.
Well, it's not so much that as... I guess because I tend to live so intuitively and really do my best when I just listen to my own guidance kind of thing, that I'm not opposed to feedback, but sometimes that does not necessarily help me because feedback is still just feedback. It's something from outside of myself rather than coming through me, and I think that's what makes it, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like part of my process.
Ever? I mean, you don't ever get outside help from anything, from anybody?
Oh, I usually do from you know, a trusted, you know, friend or you know, I have worked with other coaches, so I'm more likely to get
okay.
that kind of feedback from somebody who's already on the other side
okay,
rather
gotcha.
Than people who are at the same place I am.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Let me say one thing about that, and I totally hear you about, and this is such an intuitive thing, and I totally respect it. What you may not realize is that somebody may have a word that will just anchor it for you. Like, for example, you may have something you're putting out there, but it's not quite right words, or there's not quite the right the way in which it's being said, or something. It's not quite there. But then somebody will suggest something, and you may find that you get 20 suggestions from people, and it's like nope. That's fine too. But the point I'm trying to make is sometimes you might get one or two words, and you look at it differently, and suddenly it clinks into place. Of the feedback. I remember that when I was first starting to brand, I just kept working with the word intuitive, psychic, intuition, you know, that, and like as many of those words as I could come up with. And then someone said to me, sixth sense. And I loved it, but I was like, how am I going to work that? But when they said that to me, that was where I was able to come up with that one little piece for my tagline, sixth sense, your sixth guide to a six-figure business. It just kind of clunked in together, you know. I was like playing with it, and I wrote out a bunch of words and all that sort of stuff. But it was because someone else, not me, came up with that. That one phrase, and that made a huge difference for me. And that's all, you know, I'm not saying you have to, like, take anything that anybody else has to say, but it's just, sometimes it's helpful to hear a different word or a different phrase said. And it's hard, too, because a lot of people don't know what kind of work you do. So, you know, it's like, well.
Right, yeah. Well, and I'm still processing how to define what I do in the context of a particular problem that I solve.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So part of it, I think, is that's part of my own unraveling or getting more specific, because I do tend to teach more globally and then help people to apply it to a particular thing rather than solve a particular problem and give a, you know, I'm much more of a generalist type of coach, and then help people apply spiritual principle to a particular issue rather than take a particular issue and say, this is how you solve it.
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. And the challenge with doing that, and that's, by the way, that's what most of us, we really want to do that. It's hard for us to hone in, and specify and sort of, because a lot of times we feel like we're leaving people out, or, you know, like you said, you're more of a generalist and take those principles and apply them to a particular situation rather than focusing in on a particular situation. The challenge is for your people that it's harder for them to find you when you are that general.
Yes, I get that. You know, and yeah. I keep thinking there's going to be a point where those, you know, two roads which, you know, diverged in a wood come back together again, and then I see the path to take. So I haven't given up that there's a way to do that, because I've seen other people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I loved your comment in one of your newsletters or that you put out recently about the feeling of, oh, that would have been it, you know, oh, but it's already taken, you know, that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That I could relate to.
Yeah. Well, just keep trying. And there is a reason that the saying exists: the riches are in the niches. And it's because when you focus in, it's so much easier for people to find you. It's so much easier. And believe me, there are so many people who are looking for what you have to offer, and it's so much better for them when you hone in and specialize and become the expert in this one arena than to be the generalist. You know, even though you're applying the same principles, you really do them such a service by doing that. And you will do your business a big service too.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate you just commenting to me directly about where I am in the process. I do.
Sure, sure. It's a process, no question about it, yeah. Okay, all right. So anybody else have any questions on the first two classes that we've done?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
I was just wondering, I'm also like Nancy, more generalist and apply principles. I was wondering if two generalists could talk with each other and maybe we'd be able to help each other.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm a little concerned about that.
I think we get it.
Yeah, well, you guys go ahead and talk with each other, but...
You know, so I think maybe we can post and see if that would make sense to us. Because
yeah.
A couple times when I've posted in other places and people are not as generalist, then they send back a comment and you're like, I don't get it, you know. So I just thought maybe we could try that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're both very deeply intuitive, so it might be very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate the offer, definitely. I'll catch up with you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions about the first two classes on your brand and your tagline? Any comments on how things are going for you as you are doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing the work?
Yes.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it.
Hey, this is Karen.
Who is that?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, I'm doing the work too. And I'm coming to a point where I'm finding some things that I like. And then I'm feeling like I need to be driven when I go to the search words and I see, okay, well, the words that I like are not searched for, but these other ones that could work are searched for like crazy and they're in low demand or low, whatever that's called, competition. And so right now I'm in a space where I want to make sure that I am being more intuitive about it and I'm being open to spirit and guided about it and less pushed by my ego or driven by what might bring me a better income. That's where I'm at.
You can have one I think you can have your brand name be juicy and draw people in and have it be divinely downloaded. Do you know what I mean?
I think
if you stand in an intention, and this is for everybody here, if you stand in an intention that you are going to create your brand to be a really great brand that represents who you are and what you're doing and what you're bringing to the world, and one that is engaging enough that people are interested and want to come and see what it is you have to offer, then you get you do the work, you do the exercises, and then you get out of the way to just see what shows up. Again, offer them up. You know, I just really think, I really believe in the power of the group. There, you know, like I said last time, there are a lot of people in this group who've been through some branding with me already, and they are really good. And I can think of a couple people on the call right now who are really, really good at coming up with interesting names and really get the process of branding. So I would just really invite you guys to take advantage of that, that resource that's, you know, within the group itself. And stand in that, Karen. Stand in that you can have it all. You can have it, and it, you know, it doesn't have to come from ego, but it can definitely come from a place where you are being of service to your people, and it's engaging and interesting, and they want to, enough that they want to work with you or find you. You know what I mean? They want to look more. You know, when I did a research in the beginning, just so you guys know, I can't remember if it was divine business or intuitive business or divinely intuitive or whatever it was. I didn't have a lot of, there were not a lot of responses. There were a few as far as keywords were concerned, but not a huge amount. And I just want to say this again because this is really important. Don't get too hooked up in the keyword research. It's an interesting thing. It's definitely fun, and it's definitely a consideration. It is not the be-all that ends all at all. And I'm not saying that you said that at all, Karen, by the way, just so you know. Because what your business is really based on, especially for the first, you know, for quite a while, especially for healers, our businesses are based on relationships with one another, our relationships with people that we meet both at networking events, that we meet at, you know, training events, that we meet online, that we meet on Facebook, on Twitter, et cetera. They're based on relationships, and that is way more important than keyword research. And I just really want to hone in on that. It's so much more. I really want to say this. My own website is not keyword. It's not SEO, search engine optimized at all, really. And you know, you can totally make six figures based on relationships rather than based on, you know, sending traffic to your site and having them opt in, et cetera. That's a piece of it, but it's not the only piece. You know, when you do a lot of other marketing techniques, those work. Those really draw people in, and you begin to be, you be, begin to build the relationship. And that's what's the most important, is the relationship. You are doing relationship marketing. So I just want to say that. That's a real important point. It's not as important to worry so much about the keywords as it is to worry about the relationships and finding a name that is really good that fits you and what you do. Okay?
It's good to hear you say that again. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Welcome. Okay, let me just, you know, quickly, because I've got some stuff I want to go over today, but let me just see if there anybody else has any questions or any comments before we get going.
Sheila, just to let you know, I'm here. I'm still in the niche development and trusting that when that falls into place, everything else is going to fall into place.
Yes, yes. And you know what is really good, too, Sheila, for you, is that hearing this will help you when you get into that spot where you're ready to do that, to really, you know, choose, like what we're, like I said, what we're going to do today is about logos. So when you're ready to go and create a logo, it's going to be very clear. And actually, who knows, it may come to you today anyway, so we'll see.
That would be cool.
That would be fun.
All these intuitive people are just going to pull it in for me and drop it down. I guess that's why I open my voice now.
You're
thanks, Anne.
Intuitive too, girl. I wouldn't even go there.
What's that?
I said you're pretty intuitive too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I went to the ocean Friday night, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Nice. Everybody else who's not in South Florida is probably drooling now.
No, I'll just open up one page in the forum with the links to sunrise and sunset and sunrise videos, if you wish.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's get started. all right. So not because I'm schizophrenic in any way, shape, or form, but because I really did have hotel issues, and I put this in the forum. The live event is on Friday, January 20, okay? And I put the location. It's the Hyatt Summerfield Suites, Fort Lauderdale Airport South. Listen, you guys all have a ticket to come. It's a free ticket. It's going to be a really great day. We're going to talk about the six-figure plan for spiritual entrepreneurs. I'm going to outline for you step-by-step exactly what you need to do to create that six-figure business that you're looking for, or even high five figures, whatever it is that you want. You know, if you want more than that, great. Let's even go with that. But I just want to let you know that that's, you know, it's a done deal. We are definitely doing it on Friday the 20th, and I would love to see each and every one of you here. And if you don't come, it's a real shame, because the value, here's the thing, if you get one thing, and I know you're going to get a lot more than that, but if you got one thing out of this that made a difference financially for your business, it would so serve you, not just now, not just for that one, you know, say you got a new client or three new clients or five new clients from it. You know, it's like you move to a whole new level in your business as a result of taking the action and shifting the mind, you know, shifting your mindset around the business that you're building. And if you actually, if you came and you got something that solid, which I am certain you will, I remember when Pamela did this, and it was just a year ago, if you can imagine this, it was a year ago, and I flew to Atlanta to go to hers, and I took with me one of my friends and colleagues, and she, when she left, she went and signed on two new clients and did $12,000 in business within 2 weeks after Pamela's event. And that's what's available for all of you. And I signed on close to $20,000 in business the next month. So the thing is, when you take a quantum leap like that, when you step into a whole new realm of your business and you start to really take action and you get these nuggets, these things that just really fall into place, suddenly your business is not the same, and it's not the same from that point on, like for the rest of your business. It's not just like for that next month, it's for like for an eternity, but for the rest of your business life, you know. So that I just really, really want to emphasize, you know, taking the action, going and, you know, showing up and being there, you know, because I remember someone saying half of your business, you know, success is because you show up. And it's like, yeah, that's really true. It's really true. So, okay. So January 20, Friday, January 20, it's about 3 weeks away, 3 weeks from this past Friday, 2 weeks from this upcoming Friday. Still plenty of time to, you know, get hotel. Fort Lauderdale at this time of year is gorgeous. I went and swam this morning. I mean, you know, it's beautiful. It's really lovely. So come stay for the weekend, you know, move to, you know, go to a hotel that's on the beach and just, you know, it's absolutely beautiful here. Okay. I told you we'd talk about your logo. Now, here's the thing about your logo, which is really kind of interesting. You don't have to have a logo in order to have a solid brand. You absolutely don't. But it's really nice. A logo is really, it's sort of like the synopsis of your brand. You know, it's like, it's the one thing that is a representation of what it is you do. And it's funny because when I was looking through a number of different solopreneurs, I was looking at their brands, I was looking at their pages, and I didn't see a lot of logos. So, like I said, you don't have to have a logo, and especially you don't have to have a logo in order to have a successful business. You just don't. You have to have a brand, but you don't have to have a logo, okay? And I think a logo is really nice, and I didn't have one until a few months ago when I hired a graphics design firm to help me. Once I got really clear about my message, and I get that a lot of you are still getting clear about your message, you're getting clear about your work, you're getting clear about your brand, but since this is a branding class and logos are a part of the branding, I want to cover it so that when you are ready, you have this information and you have the we're going to do a visualization in a little bit, and you'll have that to help you create. You know, we're going to access the right brain. I want you to get paper and pen, or paper and pencil. You don't have to do it this minute, but we'll give you time in just a few minutes to do that. But it's like it's really a lot of fun to create something that is a representation of your work in the world and who you are and what you stand for and what you're bringing to the world. And you don't have to have it right now, and you don't even have to have it a year from now. But it's really nice to have one when you're ready, okay? I was looking at, you know, everybody knows Target, you know, Target, the company Target, you know, the step up from Walmart and you know, Target's Target's logo being the brand, the bullseye, and they have this new tagline that says "Life is a moving target," which I think is just brilliant because it really is. You think of Nike, and of course the check mark, right? When my daughter was little, I was very involved in La Leche League, and they have this beautiful outline form of a mother holding a baby, which was just perfect, right? It's just such a perfect representation of who they are and what they stand for. My own logo now at this point is this gold coin, and it's got a key. And in the key, at the very head of, you know, the header part of the key, is a dollar sign symbol. So it's clear what I stand for. My, you know, I'm all about the key. And the other piece of it is that it's got sort of this sun ray that comes from behind. So for me, it's all about the abundance that is available. But the key to the abundance is our connection to the divine. So it's like the light shining from behind is what accesses, what allows us to access that. But that was, you know, there were several iterations, and you should have seen some of the things they sent to me to begin with. I was like, oh my gosh, no, it was so bad, right? Well, to me it was bad. To them, they were, you know, like, it was kind of funny. And that's just part of the process, right? So, but when you're ready to create a logo, here's the thing about that. You really need to be clear about your message, about what it is you're doing, what it is you're bringing to the world. You need to be clear about why you are in business and what it is you want to, what you stand for, because your logo really is just a simple visual piece that says who you are and what you stand for. It's just, I mean, you know, really the truth of it is, like, if you didn't know about Target and you just saw a bullseye, you came from a different country, you wouldn't know what the heck that is, or Nike's, you know, check mark or anything like that. So, excuse me, I need to cough. Okay, so, but for those, you know, the people who are in your target market, they're the ones who, it's a completion, if you will, of your brand. It's a piece of it that is really nice to have. It's a nice, it's sort of like the jewelry, if you will, of your outfit. And those of you who know me like know I like jewelry, so you're probably laughing right now. Okay, so let me explain to you why a logo is so great. See, when you have a logo, I think you end up looking a little more professional. I think it looks like you take yourself a little more seriously. Now, I say that, and I also know of some solopreneurs who are really successful and really good, and they don't have a logo. So just, you know, take this with a grain of salt, all right? But my opinion, these are some reasons that you would want to have a logo, okay? You just look more established. You look like you've got it together just a little bit more, okay? It helps you be more memorable. And that's a really important piece, right? Especially online. Someone might go, they may not remember your business name, but they might remember your logo. What was that? Now, who was that? I remember that thing. I remember the picture. It was so great. I can't remember the name. But anyway, and hopefully at some point they'll remember your name and your logo. But, you know, the point is, it does help you become more memorable. It will help you explain your company name, which is kind of interesting. I mean, think about it. Target, right? You think about, of course, I'm thinking about Nike, and I'm like, the check mark, like, okay, so how does that explain Nike? Kind of doesn't, but a lot of times it can help explain, you know, when you think about La Leche League, you know, mother baby. What it really does, I think, is it differentiates you from your competition. And it differentiates you from the people who are also serving your target market. It helps you stand out, which is similar to being more memorable, but a little bit different. Helping you stand out. This is one of the things that is so important as you build your business. You really do need to find ways to help you stand out apart from the others that are doing similar work. And that's where, you know, a really great brand, a really great tagline, you know, we're going to talk about next week, you know, the personality of your brand. We're going to talk about the, you know, all of the pieces that go into that. But this helps you stand out from the crowd. And that's really important as you're building a business. I think a logo helps you build trust. Now, you could probably argue with that. No, I really do think it does. I think it helps build trust. I think that there's a consistency, there's a likability. You know, the know, like, and trust factor, so especially online, it helps you, and that is really important when you are building your business online. People really put a lot of importance on the things that they see. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people do. And so when you have something, you just look like you're a little more together or even a lot more together. It helps you define yourself, define your brand. It helps you stand out. And I think those are pretty good reasons to, you know, when you're ready to step up and create a logo or have one created for you. I had one created for the Queen Anne Productions, which I really loved, actually. I thought it was pretty cool. It was a Q with an A in the middle, and then there was this little crown off to the, you know, off to the side of the top of the Q. I thought it was pretty neat. And it was actually done by an artist that I knew in Charlottesville, who knew my work, and she did that for me. So, but it wasn't until recently that I had another one done, because I just wasn't quite sure exactly what it was I wanted it to look like. So just know that, like everything else with your brand, it is a process, like Nancy was talking about earlier. Okay, so here in building your logo, there are a couple of things to keep in mind, right? You want it to be simple. Okay, no neon colors, no flashingness, no, you know, simple design is always the best. You don't want it to be overwhelming. You want it to be actually inspiring. You want to draw people in. You want to have them, like, connect with it. And here's the thing. With your logo, whenever you create one, your people will connect with it because you will connect with it. And like I said, no neon colors. Well, you just want it to have not very many colors. It's really important not to have too many colors. You know, one, two at the most, not very many. Keep it simple, right? So those are some of the things in creating a logo that you want to keep in mind. Well, and most of all, like, what does the logo represent, right? We're going to do, like I said, we're going to do the visualization in just a moment, but I want you actually, before we do the visualization, everybody get some paper, because you need the paper, not the computer, okay? You need the paper. and either a pen or pencil, and I don't care if it's a plain paper like from, you know, the printer, or if it's, you know, a spiral bound notebook, I don't care. And I'll just wait while everybody gets their paper. All right. So I want you to right now write down I want you to write down 10 words, and you've done something very similar to this or exactly this. I didn't go back and look at the exact homework from before, but I want you to just think about your work, your brand, your work, what it is that you stand for in your work with people, and write down 10 words that are the strongest for you. Like, one could be spirituality, one could be healing, one could be, you know, connection, I don't know, you know, but I'll wait. I'll be quiet now and wait. Okay. Now, I want you to look over your list and put a star next to the top three words. All right. Good. Now, guess what? I want you to put that to the side for the moment. And everybody get comfortable where you are. Put your feet on the ground or, you know, get your legs comfortable. Now, I'm going to mute everyone for the moment, except me, so that any background noise is not going to interfere, okay? Because we want to do this a little bit of a visualization, and that way everybody has, you know, the quietness. Okay. I want you to take a nice deep breath in and release it. And take another nice deep breath in and release. And in this moment, get present to your body. Get present to this moment, this perfect, sacred moment of now. Notice your breath going in and out. Feel your body being supported by the chair or the sofa where you're sitting. Notice any discomfort that you may feel. Adjust yourself so that you are comfortable, completely comfortable, so that you can relax. So that you can allow yourself to connect. As you feel yourself in your chair, I want you to imagine a beautiful light flowing into you from above. It's just coming in into your crown chakra, flooding your being. It's bringing all the healing, all the love, all the wisdom that you need. Allow it to fill you. And in this beautiful light, is access to your brand, access to your message, access to your tagline, access to your logo, whenever you want it, at any time, in any way. Today, we're going to simply focus on saying yes to seeing a vision of your logo. Getting some sort of sensation, getting some sort of information, however it shows up for you, because everybody receives information differently. But everyone receives information. Take another deep breath in. And in this moment, you can release it and release any concerns, any attachments, that it, you get information a certain way, that the information look a certain way or sound a certain way. Just simply open up to the beingness of this moment. Open up to the presence of the divine and your connection to that presence. Another deep breath in and release. And we say yes, and we are grateful for the information received here today, for each person who is saying yes to their future, to their business. I want you to think about your work. Think about those words that you had written. And ask yourself, what would represent those words? What kind of picture or image would represent my work. Ask to be guided, and I will be quiet while you receive whatever information you are intended to receive at this point in time. Very good. Take a nice deep breath. And say thank you, knowing that you can return here anytime you want to receive more information. Anytime you want. Take a nice deep breath. Feel your body. Feel your body. Count to three. One, two, three. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Stretch. Be grateful for the information that you received and take a moment to write down the images that you received. You don't have to make sense of them now. Just write them down for right now. And in a moment, I'll open up the lines. You can share if you want or ask questions. If you saw colors, be sure to write them down as well. Very good. All right, I'm going to open up the lines and see if anybody has any questions, if they want to share anything. If you want to mute yourself, you're welcome to. It is star 6 to mute yourself and star 7 to talk. It is also star 2 to raise your hand. So, all right. Anybody have any questions or does anybody have any comments? Did you get an image? Did anybody not get an image? Hey, Nancy. Yeah, go ahead.
I did get an image, and it's not one that had come to me ever before, and it was a compass.
Hmm. That's an interesting image.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any... do you mind? You don't have to, but I'm just going to ask. Did you have any solid words when you wrote down those 10 words before?
Yes, I did have very specific words and words that I'm already, you know, aware of and that have been playing with all along. So yeah, I was aware of that.
And just out of curiosity, were the words in connection with the compass? Were they, you know, similar to or?
Yeah, a couple of them were.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, particularly one in particular, I think, really spoke to that.
Nice.
Yeah, and it feels like, and then I got a couple of words, but it feels like there's still a word or two missing,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully just one.
Uh-huh.
I got two words, but I think there's supposed to be one more kind of thing. So.
Okay, cool. That's great. Good to know. Thank you. Thank you. Did you get any colors, by the way?
No, but those had been coming through before now, so I feel like I already know what my colors are.
Okay.
It's more the words and the logo itself that.
Isn't it interesting?
And I had a completely different logo in mind up until I saw the compass today. I had something completely different. So.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm curious to know what colors are coming through for you. Do you mind sharing?
Well, I am just a light spectrum rainbow color kind of person, and so I've already been using aqua and shades of blue with some. My middle name is Rose, and so with a rose tint as well.
Mm,
so.
Interesting. Nice. I love it. I love, you know, it. My colors have changed, right, over the course of this time, not this particular class, but, you know, up until the class for the last several years. And it was very interesting to me how clear I was about the colors. But I wasn't clear in the beginning. So it's very interesting to hear that your colors have been showing themselves to you first, and the words are coming second, you know? I think
well, and I'm an artist, and so to me that makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense, yes, exactly.
I think in color.
Exactly, yes. So that makes perfect sense, yeah. Very good. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome. Okay, Catherine.
Oh,
go.
Hi. Yes. Hi. I got a heart. Except I couldn't tell where the heart was. It was the world, and then I'm inside the world, and the heart's inside. But then, no, the heart is outside. And I'm inside the heart. So I don't know, but that's what I got. I
love that actually, and I because I know the work that you do, the heart makes perfect sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporating that and incorporating, and I like the worlds. I think that makes. See, to
I
me,
said world. Did you think I said worlds?
I thought you said W H I R L S.
Oh, okay, because my original logo is more of a whirl, you know, whirling.
No, but did you say whirls or did you say world?
I said world, but, you know.
W-O-R-L-D.
More sense.
So you said world, W-O-R-L-D, so heart and then world, a heart inside the world?
Yeah, and I, yeah.
No, that makes sense, too. It's, you know, it's all, I trust that, and that makes sense.
Mm. And my current colors are turquoise and green, but when you asked, you know, what colors, I saw a deeper blue and a purple. I've not really done anything much with purple, but that was what came
Again,
through.
Given the intuitive aspect of your work, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
perfect
yeah.
sense to me. Yeah, congratulations.
Can you just say a word or two why you think heart? Because what word would you go use with heart?
I think I don't understand the question. In connection to what?
You said knowing me, you know, that the heart makes perfect sense. And
well, because your work is so heart-centered and your work is so intuitive, it's you're bringing the heart to the world. I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
And I actually like the whirls even around that. You know, the heart inside the world with whirls around because you're all about the energy. So to me,
yeah.
it just makes sense to have something, although I don't know if you can do whirls. I don't know. That would be kind of a bit of a challenge. But it makes sense, you know, knowing your work.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah. More images are coming now as you said a few words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Very nice. Congratulations. Okay. Anybody else want to share? Anybody else have any questions? Yes. Sheila.
Well, I got an image of the spokes of a wheel with the word you in the center. And the only thing I got in color, was a golden, the rim turned to gold. Contained.
Uh-huh.
And then it felt very static, so it felt like it needed some kind of path to roll on. So that's
like a, yeah, right, exactly. Oh, that's interesting. So you can almost see a path with a wheel on there and you in the center, you know, sort of like that.
The you isn't me you, the you is...
Yeah,
the with whom I'm working.
Yeah. Very interesting. It's going to be fun to watch and see where that shows up for you, and how that opens up.
I also got an image before we started of putting a mat into my front room and going down and lying on the floor to get grounded and let stuff come in. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you. Did you have colors, by the way? Just curious.
No, just the gold came in for the
okay.
the outside. The gold, I guess, the gold for the person containing.
And the words, did you have words that showed up for you beforehand?
Yeah, and they seem to be in contrast. I mean, the three that I starred were empowerment, possibility, and joy, which seems more open than a wheel. I mean, the spokes of the wheel were the important thing initially. I mean, that's what came in first.
Okay. All right. But you had like 10 words, right? And these were the three that were the strongest ones for you?
Well, that's what I just started, like, straight through. I had 12 words.
Okay. You and I can take a look at these.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's very interesting to me.
That's really interesting.
Well, I don't have something that's clunking into place right now, but that doesn't mean that it won't, you know.
Right, okay.
So...
And in a totally different thing since I'm talking now, I went to the site to look for the 20th, and I couldn't find anything there on the forum.
It's under calls. It's on the same page as all the calls are listed.
Okay.
Just scroll down. You know, they're all on there by date. So, and I'll,
I did do that. So, okay. I'll refresh the page.
I'll have the page up, the sign-up page up very soon for you guys. I just finished writing it yesterday. You'll see when you start doing some of the stuff that some of the copy takes a little bit of time to write, and then, you know, you've got to do all the technical stuff, which is put it on, and, you know, it's a process, but it'll get up. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Sheila. Okay, does anybody else have any questions or any shares that they want to share or anything? Okay. All right, so here's the homework, and that is if you are of a mind to listen to the visualization exercise again, especially if you didn't get much from it to begin with, and write down what you got. I want you to go back and write down those words again, the 10 strongest words about your work and your message. Start to look at what you're being shown. What is the information that your intuition is showing you about your work? What's coming up for that? And I get that this particular piece might be a little harder to do, especially if you haven't gotten your brand yet. Here's the thing. What if you have a vision of your logo first, and then you get the rest of it? Now that would be kind of interesting too, wouldn't it? Each of us has different ways that the information shows up to us. Each of us has different ways that we receive and that we move through getting complete information, like, for example, the brand. You know, normally you start with the URL, the brand name, and then you go to the tagline, and then you go to, you know, the colors or the graphics or whatever. I'm taking you through the brand name, then the tagline, then the logo. Just because I think a logo is really interesting, and so many intuitives think in pictures, or think, you know, they get information downloaded to them. So I thought that you might get some more help doing this visualization exercise in, you know, concretizing your, if that's even a word, your brand. In you know, maybe it's a piece of the puzzle that will help you bring that brand into being. So, right. I will have homework for you, but it's not going to be very deep homework and very, you know, like a lot of homework. It's going to be more what you've already been, you know, what you've already done in here today. A little bit deeper. But I'll tell you, if you haven't done the homework for the first two classes, please go back and do that again, because that may help you with this visualization and help you bring that logo into being. All right? Okay, so I want to open this up to anybody else, any other questions, because if we don't have any questions, then we'll go ahead and hang up. But if you have questions, then great. Let's talk. Use the time if you want. Star 2 to raise your hand.
Can you hear me?
No. So, who is that?
That was Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, what?
I thought when you said do star 2, and I thought, I think I already did star 2, so I didn't know if my hand was still up or if I
Oh, no, I lowered your hand when I talked with you. Did you have something else?
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you about the tagline part. Is there a suggested length of, you know, X number of words or how many syllables, or
no,
whether it's supposed to be more about image as opposed to feeling?
No, it's about thing as opposed to image. Image is what the logo's for. But if you go back to the handout that's in the Ning Forum that is the taglines, you can take a look at the brands and taglines. You can take a look at a number of different I have to cough again. Sorry. You can take a look at the different brands and taglines and get some examples from them regarding.
Yeah, and I did look at those. It's just that, you know, I have a hard time. I don't know if this is just how my brain works, but, you know, when I see other examples, I said, okay, I see how they got there. But then I don't see how to translate that or convert that into what I'm doing that makes it, you know, uniquely mine. So
well,
like,
I think part of the problem is the generalization. That's seriously.
I'm not as generalized as maybe I implied. I mean, I know very clearly who my audience is, you know, who my village is, and I know what I'm about, and so it's not a specific problem other than it is about helping people who already know that they're creative determine what their livelihood is.
Mm.
But I don't know how to say that.
Okay, so you help, if I understood you correctly, I'm just going to repeat back basically.
Okay.
I help creative people determine how their what their livelihood is or how
uh-huh.
to make a livelihood, which is it? Two different.
It's each. It's first to determine, you know, what it is they want to accomplish in the world, what will give meaning to them, what kind of a livelihood would really serve them and serve their inner purpose, and then learning how to follow that inner compass, and that's where the compass, I think, comes
mm-hmm.
in, to find the way to bring it to the world. Because, you know, it's like from idea to form is what I help people do, is bring the idea into form.
Bringing your
and I naturally attract artists, writers, dancers, performers. I mean, that is my audience. I know who I serve.
Okay. What's another word for form?
Third dimension.
okay.
You know, like write the book or determine or a creative way to share their message that provides a living.
What's another word for form?
Form, shape, expression, life work. Well, and I love the word livelihood.
How about creation?
Well, and creativity is the process.
How about, I'm just tossing something out. Your ideas, your creation, your livelihood. And I'm not saying choose that.
But I appreciate you, you know, playing it with it. You know, with me because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've got pages of different ways of putting it together and I just don't see it.
How about number one, let me just coach you on this for 1 second. The conversation, I just don't see it, is keeping that into being, right?
Okay, got it.
Well, I just don't see it. Well, of course, you can't see it when you're saying I just don't see it.
Okay,
so,
thanks.
Number
I appreciate
one.
That.
Shift the conversation. Okay, it's there. I know it's there, and it's coming to me. I'm able to see this. Of course I'm able to see this. You might feel like you're lying, but just start to shift the way you speak about it to yourself. Allow yourself to open up. I'm totally open to receiving my brand, my perfect brand, my ideal brand. Just open yourself up to that different conversation, different way of relating to it, okay?
Yes,
that's
thank
the first
you.
Thing. Second of all, start writing down like what you just said. Bring I help people bring their ideas into form. Okay, I'm not crazy about the word form, but I like the brand, the name, the tagline, bring your ideas into, and I put the word being, bring your ideas into being. Your ideas, let's see, you know, it's like this is the process of doing it. It's just, you know, you just write down everything that you can think of that would be a good tagline, even if it's, you know, you reject it the second it comes out of your mouth or you write it down. It doesn't matter. You just write it down. And you play with them. You know, I ended up playing with this one word, woo or woo-woo, one day, and I wrote this, you know, 2 pages worth of woo stuff. And then the next day I looked at it and I'm like, that's crap. I hate all of it.
But you got it out of your system.
I got it out of my system, right? Yeah, exactly. So, okay. You know, it's part of the process. And then you find a word or you find something that goes, you know, hey, that's not bad. Oh, I kind of like that. And then you pull that one out and you put it into its own list, you know, and then you have 5 or 6 or 10 and you start to play with them and you just allow it to reveal itself. You know this. This is your work, you know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm better at teaching it than sometimes making it work.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
no,
well,
you're not.
I know I'm not. It's just that I don't know why this has been... I don't know why it's been.
You haven't been because this is new. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of doing. It's a new way. You know, that's okay. This is just part of the process. Yeah. So number one, write everything down like you did. Begin to look at different words. Put them seriously. Either put them in the form or something. You know, so that you know we can play with them with you. Number two, start changing the way you speak about them and think about them. Like. The, you know, oh, this is easy. Oh, I can do this. I'm a branding genius. I can do this. You know?
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, exactly, right? Okay. Yeah, so I help creative people determine their right livelihood, or I don't like that, but, you know, I help the creatives bring their... Let's see. I help creative people bring their creative expression into right livelihood. Ooh, creative expression. And then you start going, oh, I like creative expression, right livelihood. And then you start to, you know, play with that. Your creative expression. Oh, wait. Your creative expression, your right livelihood. Period.
Okay. Uh-huh.
No, I like that, actually. And it may not be the, you know, because we don't have a brand name yet, but... Like, if that's what you do, that is very clear. Your creative expression, your right livelihood. Or
yeah, that's getting a lot closer.
Right? So.
Because I know it's not about the how, even though that is what I teach. And I worked on what I call my signature system. So I have the foundation of how I will share the process.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to call it. That's where I am. Or I'm learning how what to call it.
Yes.
Yes.
Cute. Yes.
I'm
thank
at the
you.
Stage
good
where
job,
it's time to name it. It's time to name the baby. This
Yay.
Thing's been out, you know, of the womb for a while now, and it's time to name the baby.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's going to get, oh, I love what you do. I love that you're helping the creatives, you know, make money. So, like, the creative people, you know, oftentimes it's like the starving artist, and what you're doing is you're helping them become the unstarving artist, you know, like, you know, become
yes,
the...
Yes, and I've been doing this for decades, you know, and one of the phrases that I played with was from starving to thriving.
I get the concept, but I'm not crazy about that.
I know, and I knew that wasn't it, but that's what I have so far. So
right.
You know,
But I like the concept. I like the beginning parts and to see what other words can you use. From starving artist to, you know, I just think, you know, if I would look at that and I go, well, I'm not starving, so I can't relate to that, you know, but I get that.
Right. And besides, those are not the truly starving ones aren't the ones that I really want for my clients because they don't have the means to pay for it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to start there.
Yeah, exactly. So we really don't want to put that out into the universe. Thank you very
much.
No,
we don't. No, we don't.
Right, yeah.
So it's somewhere
keep working
after
at it.
That.
I think it's brilliant, Nancy, and I love what you do. I love that you're teaching them how to become thriving, you know, how to step into right livelihood. Ooh, that's not bad. Guiding you into right livelihood. Let's see. Your compass to right livelihood. I don't know. It's getting a little literal. But you see the process, right? It's just about tossing it all out, brainstorming, and then looking at it the next day and throwing out 99% of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. And, well, thank you. Just having this interaction with you has felt very, very supportive and helpful, and I really, really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
It felt like something was starting to break loose inside of me, and that's really what I was needing. So.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're a branding genius, man. You can do it.
Okay, good. All right. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. Okay, Catherine, yes. Catherine, are you still there?
Yes.
Good.
I don't remember what I want to say but on my own part about Nancy, but, you know, the compass made sense, and I was thinking longitude and latitude. But anyway, skip that. But with mine, I'm sitting here going, the thing about the heart and all, I'm really feeling deeply more like very, very sad, and it's like I do attract a lot of lost souls. And so I've been rambling off on that. You know, like healing the heart is really healing your whole relationship with yourself so that you could be able to feel safe in the world. I don't know, it's mm-hmm. going on a different tangent.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true, and that is what you do when you heal someone's heart, when you help them heal their own heart, actually.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I knew you. Yeah. So I'm sitting with that, with the enormity of that, and feeling, oh my. But that touches me a lot.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
Then another visualization had come up in another class, and it was compassionate heart is what was my words that came through. So we're back to the heart again, and I may have been afraid to actually claim that's what I do.
Oh, I love that you said that. Thank you for saying that, Catherine, because I think that's very common for people to, when they're branding, it's very scary to claim their brand. They like it. They're drawn to it. It chooses them in many ways, and yet it's really scary to step into it. So I'd invite you to sit with that and just, you know, be with it and ask that question. Is this, you know, because it also should excite you and pull you forward, as well as scare the crap out of you. You know, it's both, right?
Yes. It's funny when you said pull you forward. I didn't see myself going forward, but going
into,
like, up, like bridging up,
mm-hmm.
coming back down. So it's like coming from the earth, going up to heaven, and then coming back down and being totally different for them. And
mm-hmm.
So that's a big picture.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing with that. The compassionate heart is probably, those are words you can use in your copy, but I unless you figure out a way to say something about the compassionate heart in your tagline, it's probably just not a good...
No, I don't think so. No, I'm just saying that it's bringing back the whole idea of healing the heart and all the meaning, words, what all that means, what that might look like. What does healing the heart look like?
Mm-hmm.
Not literally, you know what I mean.
Right, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, well, keep at it. Keep at it.
Okay.
All right. Sheila, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I wasn't sure whether I was there or not. This is back to Nancy for a minute. What came to me, and probably one that would fit Nancy's target market,
And I liked when she said from idea to. Now, this doesn't sound all that juicy, but for me, what came with idea to income. And I'm looking at creative expressions of right livelihood, and it sounds great, only I then feel confined again. Like from idea to income means, oh, I can take different ideas and bring them to income. So that's simply some feedback.
You know, that's good. And actually, I like that. I'm not crazy about the word income for that as opposed to...
Yeah, there's something not quite right about income, but like that's the...
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I love the from idea, too.
Yes. So it's there's something there, so I'm sure Nancy's hearing you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, to anybody else? Last chance. Okay, everybody, we will see you next week. Have a great week and enjoy logo creation. Enjoy working on your tagline. I'd love to see more action in the Ning Forum. If you know those of you who are looking to create, you've got two more weeks. So I really want to again encourage you to come to South Florida for the live event. Six Divine Business Intensive, the six-figure plan for social entrepreneurs. So it's going to be a great day. We're going to have a lot of fun. You'll be able to meet all of your fellow branders, which is going to be a lot of fun too. So, all right. Have a great week, everyone. I will see you on the call. I will see you in the Ning Forum. And we'll see you next week. Okay?
Right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.